Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, has he evolved? I mean, it seems like he's always been great. You know, I can't remember a time that he wasn't Patrick Mahomes. He's the same quarterback. I'm sure he's improved in some little areas that Andy could tell you about. What issues have I seen with the red zone offense? Well, we try to score touchdowns as best we can. You know, we got inside the 5-yard line. I think they stopped us in some runs. That's the biggest thing I saw last week. We got stopped on, you know, coming off the 1-yard line, so we're disappointed with that. You look at the grades, I look at Coach Warhop's grades, they're pretty good. I mean, if you look at the whole game, Coach had those guys playing pretty darn well. So that one series was disappointing, but we just try to get better and improve. And I would say I am concerned about it, but I'm not really in a position to comment on it right now. I haven't been given the okay to comment on it at this point. He's not going to play this week, I can tell you that. And we're going to have to see going forward when they know what they need to know.
Back to the front. John Harbaugh yesterday meeting with the media out at One Winning Drive ahead of this upcoming Sunday matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. Ravens still 2.5-point favorites in the game. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. We'll get in all of that good stuff. But that's Nnamdi Matabike. Didn't play last week. Absence felt in a couple of different areas. But John Harbaugh finally admitting, which has been whispered for the last week or so, that the injury, the neck, is much more severe than maybe we knew. And when he didn't even play last week or practice, we were going, what the hell happened to him?
Thought maybe it was like a rest day because the week before he missed on Wednesday, you know? Yeah, but this is, Harb's talked about, last year, Bob, he was talking about somebody like that and he said, I can't comment right now, you know? And then it ended up being, was it somebody that ended up having surgery? I can't remember who it was, but that to me looks like that's the direction that we're headed.
Well, he basically had said, point blank, that he ain't playing Sunday against KC Matabike.
And that was Wednesday, and he never does that.
Right. And once you get more intel, then maybe the inevitable is going to happen. Look, first two games, he was their best defensive player. I mean, Roquan went off against Cleveland. Yeah. But to be minus him for an extended period of time, which seems to be the harsh reality, is devastating news for a beleaguered defense. But on top of that, no Broderick Washington and no Travis Jones yesterday at practice. So this is, all right, aren't they like your three main guys?
Oh, yeah, your three starters.
It's like, oh, boy. And look, we've been giving them the business, and rightfully so, because they didn't play well minus Matabike. You said it yesterday, Vinny, during the Ravens film, that Travis Jones just was...
He was awful.
And I didn't even Broderick Washington was on the field.
And he was bad too.
But now that they're minus them, you got to dig deep. Now, we don't know the status for Washington and Jones. We'll know over the next couple of days, of course. But, ooh, man. So how do we look at it? KC's offensive line ain't all that great. They can't run the ball.
No.
Does Kansas City have the wherewithal? We heard John Harbaugh talking about Patrick Mahomes. He's Hall of Fame. And who knows? He's due for a bust-out game. We're going to see a vintage Mahomes game sooner or later. I don't know if he's got the weapons or the pieces to make it happen. But your you got run on by Cook, and then Detroit ran all over you, especially in the second half. Do you fear KC? Can you salvage a game? Because their offense, and we'll do the film a couple of times today with their O and their D, and this might be the perfect remedy, even if you're banged up, but when you're minus three starters, potentially, it's never a good thing, no matter who you're playing.
Well, the biggest thing isn't in, they didn't really ask Harbs, you know, the questions about, you know, the toughness and stuff. They got out physical in that game, you know, and nobody asked him that. And he did bring up the missed tackles in the back end, which was plentiful, you know, and that if you're missing 20 tackles, Bob, where is your tenacity, intensity, and all, you know, I mean, the week before against Cleveland, I mean, we saw Kyle Hamilton, we saw Wiggins, we saw all these guys. Well, last or Monday night, we didn't see. Did we see a big hit by anybody on the Ravens?
I don't recall one.
Me either. We saw a lot of guys lunging and missing, you know. So, I mean, where's the focus? And, you know, you're not zeroed in to the game. That was the thing. That's the biggest thing about the defense. Harbs talks about, you know, fundamental here, or, you know, guy here, guy there. Yeah, I'll bet you, and I said this yesterday, how many mental errors did you have? You know, sounds like they had a lot. And Lou Holtz always used to say, if you have more than five, you can't win a game. And they probably had 20-some mental errors on both sides of the ball.
So you're trying to regroup, assess the tape, and you talked about, because John, I believe Jerry Coleman asked the question about all the missed tackles in the back end, where 5, 6, 7, 8 yard runs become 70 yard runs because they were missing the tackles there. How do you clean it up?
Well, I think they got to work on tackling this week, you know, but you really can't. But why 1 week you're great tacklers and the next week you're not? To me, it's all about guys being zeroed in and ready to play and ready to go, you know. I mean, to me, you know, it's want to. Tackling is want to. I want to tackle, you know. And you can say, oh, fundamentally, no. There's an intensity and tenacity that comes with it, and they didn't have it. Detroit did.
Sure.
Detroit had it. I mean, all you got to do is put the film on, watch Detroit. Everything that we wanted the Ravens to do, Detroit did. On both sides of the ball.
So no Matt Ibike coming up on Sunday, and probably Vinny longer than that, it looks like.
Eric's going to have to – he's going to have to find somebody, Bob, because, you know, Brett Urban and, you know, he'll fight, but they need
– Peoples is a rookie.
And the problem with Peoples, Bob, is he doesn't help the thing that you're bad at right now, the run defense, because he's, you know, 5'11". You know, and he can't – he's a guy that you want in there to rush the passer and do those things, but to sit in there and stack and play the run, nah, he can't do that. He'll get – the poor linebackers will get – if he's got to play a lot, the linebackers are going to get killed.
And a couple of other things John Harbaugh addressed yesterday was the offense, you know, not getting it done near the goal line. We talk about the fumble from Derrick Henry, which is a turnover, but when you turn it over on downs inside the red zone, that's a turnover. Well, I would assume, as a lot of people would judge it the same way. It doesn't count officially as one, but it is one. You lost the ball on downs in a scoring position.
Yeah, and they get down to the 3 or 4 with Tez Walker, runs a corner route, and he gets down there. And then the blocking sucked. It did. And the one, Note Boom in Cleveland, I talked about it yesterday, Note Boom in Cleveland. Note Boom gets knocked into the backfield. Otherwise, if he doesn't, you know, Henry's going to walk in, and he gets knocked back, and then, you know, he's got nowhere to go. I'm guessing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably just watching the film, coaches, it's frustrating because it's like, damn, one block there. Yeah, it's always, you know, one guy here, one guy there. And that's the way it is. When you're blocking like that and one guy misses his block, you're hosed. And that's what kept happening to them. You know, and I don't know, Warhop gave good grades to all the old linemen. I mean,
that's what John Harbaugh said.
Bob can't run the ball and had seven sacks. I mean,
is it a D passing grade like the old Bobster used to get back in the day?
I thought Rosengarten was bad in the game.
He's had a rough go of it here.
Yeah.
So has Fa'alele.
Fa'alele was okay in the run stuff. This, and I'll talk about it in the film, but I think unless Chris Jones is on him, I think he'll be okay in this game.
It's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Ravens a little bit banged up for this game Sunday against KC. For instance, Kansas City. Everybody participated, whether full participation or limited. They had nobody listed as DNP and all of this good stuff. And so we'll see how Baltimore is going to be health-wise. But right now on the D-line, which has already been much maligned, that is not a good thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.